Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of the way we play it every year. I mean, it really is just a beauty contest. You look for cooler temperatures, but you also want the heat. So if it gets too hot, we react to that. And if we're not seeing as much rain as we really would like to, I know last year we got through with quite a few minor rains of like 0.3 inches. This year, it was hot and dry for a little while there, but we were still getting some rains here and there. And then we went kind of dormant for about a week before we got those rains over the weekend. So there's going to be lots of fluctuations in this market. It's too early to say that the whole thing is done. I think the bigger concern outside of weather is just going to be what the economy does. We've got a GDP number at the end of July that we'll be watching for. Negative growth on that would be signaling a recession. That would be two quarters in a row. You also have to consider that if crude falls back off again, or let's say the Dow or the S&P falls back off, you have that macro pressure that can come into these markets. So it is going to be a volatile summer. It promises to kind of keep everybody on their toes. I'm not ready to say that the top is in, but I'm also not ready to say that we have to go to $8 corn or we have to go to $16 beans at this point. There's just no reason to think that we have that big of problems out there.